Ask the Mayor, as we always do, following Tim Root's forecast, our public affairs program. And we've got a lot to talk about, especially Memorial Day for Monday. What's going to be happening for that?
Memorial Day is a really somber day of recognition. It isn't Veterans Day. It's not supporting the veterans. We'll do that on November 11th with a lot of zeal and excitement. Memorial Day is a somber occasion where we honor those people that gave their full measure of devotion to this country and sacrificed their life in order that we could enjoy the freedoms that we now have. I will be at the American Legion ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Park in front of the Police Department at 10 o'clock. We'll have a flag raising. Taps will be played, and there'll be some remarks made, and the memorial bricks for previous veterans, those will be recognized also in the ceremony. It will be quite different in years past because of the issue of COVID-19 and the governor's orders. One of the things I know that we want to encourage people to do is to wear some type of face protection or covering. And we're really not encouraging people to actually come to that ceremony unless they really have a strong feeling that they need to be there. But there is an alternative. You can go to facebook.com, Highlands NC American Legion Post 370. You can go and access that site. There will be a live streaming of the ceremony. So if you feel like you shouldn't be at the actual ceremony, this is a wonderful alternative, and people that feel vulnerable to exposure of COVID-19 and everything, we encourage you to use this streaming option rather than actually coming to the ceremony.
Wednesday's news conference with the governor going into phase two began Friday, but this is not over. We've had reports of COVID-19 infection, so what's your view on this?
It's amazing how things can change with the governor's orders in 1 week, and we'll go over those. We're not out of the woods. And we all need to practice the three W's. Wash your hands frequently, wear a face covering, and wait. So we do social distancing. And the more and more I research what's going on with the spread of COVID-19, these three W's are the key to keeping this spread under control. My overview in Macon County, for week after week, we had the number 3 confirmed cases. At the beginning of last week, it had jumped to 5, and now toward Memorial Day, it's my information that we're up to 7. You see the numbers going up, and we need to keep the numbers flat and under control of terrible disease.
We've had some information, too, about Jackson and Haywood counties in northeastern Georgia. They got some problems.
And those numbers are going up. Now, they are gradually increasing, and that means to me that we really need to still be aware, vigilant, and practice those three W's.
We have been waiting for the restaurants to open. I understand Kay McCann had a presentation. You all brainstormed about how you can really help the restaurants.
The issue that the board looked at was the continuation of takeout and having or allowing the restaurants on Main Street and in the other areas to designate 2 parking spaces for takeout. The idea was, well, they'll be back at operating capacity 50%. Just eliminate that provision. While they will be in operation at 50%, there will be a lot of customers who want to support the restaurants but are in kind of the vulnerable population zone and still would not feel comfortable coming to a restaurant. So why not retain the 2 parking space option for the restaurants so they can continue not only the half capacity operation of inside dining but also takeout. So we're back to a point where we'll continue to allow designated parking for takeout and then of course encourage people that want to come in and dine inside. That will be ongoing throughout this whole process. The takeout option will continue even possibly into phase 3. We'll just have to make a decision at a later date. I want to emphasize one other thing that Kay and all the restaurant folks have done. They have been very diligent in knowing what are the best practices for restaurant operation during the COVID-19 breakout. And they will be following all of those protocols concerning cleaning, distancing and so forth. And I want to assure people that our restaurant owners are very concerned and very diligent in making sure that they create the best and safest dining environment.
Before we get into what happened on Thursday night's board meeting, you want the graduating seniors to be investigated.
That's right. I congratulate them, but I announced at the town board meeting that we have a problem, that some conniving seniors have decided that they're going to try to go behind the Board of Education in Macon County and hijack school property and sell the school. They put up a big sign in front of the school this week like they're real estate tycoons, and they were promoting the sale of the school, and it could be subdivided into 50 bedrooms or VRBOs or something. And I made the board aware of it at our board meeting that I'm calling for a full investigation of this situation, only to have Commissioner Dotson and others saying, well, actually, it's a good sign. They have an entrepreneurial spirit, and maybe we have some potential realtors in the graduating class. But we'll get to the bottom of it.
It's what makes America great.
That's right.
Well, some of the things that you want to cover and what the town board decided from the governor's announcements on Wednesday. I was surprised that weddings are going to be allowed, and it's all about the size of the crowd.
Weddings can be held as well as funerals, and there's no limitation on the size. But again, it gets back to the three W's. Wear a mask or face protection, wash your hands, and maintain social distancing. Indoor church services are now open in phase two. Our congregations in the different churches, I'm sure, will be practicing those basic protocols in their worship services as a means of showing concern and love for their fellow congregants. We'll be able to see weddings and things like that occurring. Other gatherings outdoors are limited to 25. If you're in the park, you need to keep it to 25 or less. Or if you're having a neighborhood party, you would need to maintain that 25 outside. Inside, 10 people or less is still in effect.
We have been waiting for the restaurants to open. I understand Kay McCann had a presentation. You all brainstormed about how you can really help the restaurants.
The first of the week, I met with Kay in a small group, and we kind of brought some concrete proposals to the board. And here's what we were looking at. What about expanding the capacity for the restaurants by blocking off parts of the street, parking spaces, allowing tables outside the restaurant where you could have food and drinks? We looked at that and some other creative measures. After that meeting on Monday, our town staff, especially Josh Ward, he started following up on our plans. If we're going to put tables on US 64 or Highway 28, which was the idea, we'd have to go to the DOT and find out what their requirements and what they thought about our plan. And if we're going to be serving alcohol on the street, we will need to check with the alcohol state alcohol regulators about what they think about that plan. So we did, and they had concerns. We talked to Brian Birch, who is the division engineer. I'm familiar with this request. Another municipality in the division has made the same request, and here's their concern. A restaurant owner would have to apply for an easement permit for the road. Then they would, of course, have to block off the area very carefully. We were all worried about this. Liability. If a car accidentally crashed into the tables, or we had a drunk driver or whatever, somebody would have to show financial liability, and the restaurant owner would have to take out a substantial insurance policy, somewhere around $1 million in liability. And then he also pointed out and says, even with that, the town would be liable also. And then we talked with the state alcohol folks. They said, we do not recommend you doing this. The restaurant owner who would be serving on the street would have to come back and have their permit modified in Raleigh to allow for the expanded service of alcohol. They said, this can be done, but we do not really recommend that you follow suit on this. We presented all of this after Kay had made her presentation to the town board. The decision was made that while we really want to support the restaurants and they will be at 50% operating capacity under phase two, this was something that we just didn't think was wise and feasible. By the time a restaurant owner goes through the permitting process with DOT and with the ALE alcohol folks, phase two will probably be coming to an end, and hopefully phase three, they'll be back at full capacity. So the board decided not to follow suit with that. Another issue, though, that was decided, why I like working with the town board, because me making a decision or our staff, sometimes we get kind of tunnel vision, but if you have five people there looking at an issue from different perspectives, you come out with a better solution.
Of course, we're getting so close to June, and we have to start thinking about the July 4th fireworks, and Kay had a presentation of that, and they're thinking about some other date.
That's right. The chamber pays for the fireworks show, and it's pretty expensive. The provider of the fireworks that operates the whole show and everything has to know when they can schedule the event. We were looking at the July 4th plan. It is still not off the table, but the chamber and their board will be making in the next few days a final decision on when the fireworks will take place. And the alternative date, which I think will probably happen, will be September 5th on Labor Day, where we'll have a lot of people. That'll be a good event for that holiday. And hopefully by then, there won't be any kind of restrictions on crowd gathering. The board gave the chamber, of course, the option. Y'all make the decision when you think it's the best time to have the fireworks. Now, you know, we've had to see a lot of our events in the park for June be canceled. Looking back on that now, that was the right decision. For example, the car show, they would have been right under this 25 gathering number. The shrimp boil, same type of thing. The art show, all of them would have been caught in this 25 or less gathering restriction. The folks that decided to postpone or cancel, that was a real good decision on their part.
Talking about June, let's go switch gears in the Highlands Casters Health Foundation and a COVID-19 testing area. We're trying to decide on what location.
Robin Tindall, the director of the Highlands Casters Health Foundation, came and did the presentation. And what the foundation is going to do is facilitate a testing program on June the 13th to where people will be able to call in, schedule appointment. You see this all over the United States where you drive through and they'll take a sample and then give you the results. So they've got that program underway and they needed a site here in Highlands. What was proposed was to use the recreation center because we have that big parking lot driving in. There is no traffic issue about backup and then people will be able to exit very easily, and we have nothing scheduled on that day. So I believe, and we're still working on the details, that the testing site will be at the rec park. People just drive in the front, go to the back parking lot or wherever they want to stage the test, and then after your test, you just drive on off and no problem. So I thought that was a good solution, and I hope everything works out, and we'll be working with the Health Foundation to support them in their effort of doing this testing program.
Since you're in the location, how about the pool? Is it going to be open for anything? And how about pickleball? I know everybody wants to play pickleball, but you're going to do that outdoors?
Yes, and everybody wants to go to the weight room and do weights and play basketball. We've been digesting the requirements and guidelines that the governor set forth for phase two. Basketball, indoor basketball courts are not allowed, and gyms are not allowed. Those facilities will not be open. Pools are allowed. There are restrictions about social distancing. There are health guidelines about if you're playing with pool toys, they have to be cleaned. And at this time, our recreation director says he doesn't believe we could meet those health guidelines if we just have a full access to the pool. Adults can come and do lap swims. At certain times during the day, people have to call in and make appointments. And then we'll continue to monitor the pool situation because I know people are going to want to bring their children to the pool as we go into the summer months. But right now, we're being a little bit cautious about having a full opening of the pool. Playgrounds are still closed, too. pickleball. Again, we're going to keep the indoor gym closed or the basketball courts, but we will having the alternative of playing on the tennis courts.
You got some enthusiastic pickleball people they want to play. On the Kelsey Hutchinson Park, the tape being removed from the tables?
That was removed on Friday, and people can sit at the tables and they can eat. I sound like a broken record, but I hope everybody will follow the three W's, and especially at our park, please, if you're eating and you have food stuff, please put them in our trash receptacles. When I go to the park every afternoon to run and I see a drink cup out that's been left on a bench or a napkin, right now I'm kind of hesitant about picking it up. If everybody will pick up their trash and put it away, again, that helps for the good of the cause.
Police Chief Harrell, this was his last town board meeting, his last day in Highlands, June 1st, and off to Franklin he goes to be the police chief.
That's right. We gave an acknowledgement of his 14 years of service at our Thursday night meeting because that will be his last meeting with us. He has had a distinguished period of service for the town of Highlands. I know he will serve his new community, the town of Franklin, well, and we just wanted to wish Chief Harrell all the best as he now goes and becomes the chief of police in Franklin on June the 1st. And we will, as I've said before, start our search for a replacement of the police chief.
I know you wanted to pay tribute to our former mayor, Mullen.
Don Mullen passed away. I'd had the pleasure of talking with Don last month. He was at his home in Noonan, and I just kind of did a time of thanking him for everything he had done for the town, and we just, you know, had a good talk. Don had been on many occasions when I was mayor. We'd have conversations, and he'd give some advice or his perspective on things, and as a mayor, I really valued that kind of mentoring support. But also, what really touched me about Don was his total service to the community and to his fellow human beings. He was a minister, and he tried to minister to the spiritual side of people. He was a physician, and he did so many mission trips throughout the world as a physician and as a minister, trying to help people that had no access to medical care. He was a great humanitarian, a great Christian man, and he was an outstanding mayor and led us through a very difficult transition in our government structure for a number of years, and he served this entire community for the 20 years that he was living in Highlands. I want to express on behalf of the town our condolences to his family and especially to his wife, Patsy. I know this will be a hard time for her with the loss of Don, but he was a great Highlander, and we all appreciate everything he did for this community.